Do you know what? After Yazzie particularly, we were devoted, I suppose, in some ways to making sure everybody found out about the challenge facing all of those people down there on the Cassowary Coast, focused to a certain extent on Mission Beach, because they were really doing it tough down there. So many businesses closed down. Of course, Dunk Island had been flattened, still hasn't been reopened. So there's been a real battle for a lot of people down there, but there was a very encouraging report in the Cairns Post a couple of days ago from Pete Faulkner. Now, Pete's an economist. He's resident down there in that area, and he's got his finger very much on the pulse, and he's happy to be able to report that there is a recovery well and truly underway, and he's with me on the line now. Pete Faulkner. Morning, Pete.
Good morning, John. How are you?
At long last, you've got some good news to share about the recovery on the Cassowary Coast.
Yeah, look, I think it's been in train for a couple of years now, but we're really starting to see the impacts. I mean, I've spoken to you previously about the improvements that we're seeing in the Cairns region generally, and that's not just restricted to, you know, the Cairns city. We are starting to see that move further south. The improvements that we've seen in tourism over the past few years, and particularly in the last year, are really starting to pay benefits for the region. We've started to see some investment into the region, into the Cassowary Coast, so that's great news. And things are definitely starting to show some signs of improvement, and certainly a lot more optimistic down here now.
Now, from the Chinese sector, of course, that's been very important to the recovery here in Cairns. Mm. Is there an overflow effect? Are you seeing more Chinese travelling as far south from Cairns as, Mission Beach, for example?
Yeah, look, I think, to be fair, we're not seeing an awful lot of Chinese coming into Mission Beach just yet. There are some. I know that Mark Evans at Parranulla Park has been doing some great work in terms of tapping into the Chinese market. So Parranulla Park in the Cassowary Coast has certainly been seeing some good Chinese numbers in their attraction. And I think some of that's been spilling over into some of the businesses around Innisfail, for instance. So the Chinese market, whilst there's obviously potential there, and clearly, as you say, it's been a big driver for what's been going on in Cairns itself. For the Cassowary Coast, it's more been driven by the domestic market, particularly the drive domestic market. As you can imagine, we get a lot of people coming up from the south, a lot of people coming up from Sydney and Melbourne during the season. So we're seeing a really improved picture from the domestic tourism market. And the domestic tourism, is the major component of tourism anyway in terms of expenditure. Mm-hmm. So the growth that we've seen in domestic tourism has really benefited the Cassowary Coast.
Now, this recovery program, if you want to call it that, is it being supported adequately by the Cassowary Coast Council?
Yes, I think it is now. We have a new council that took office in April last year, so they're still, in relatively early days for that council. But they've certainly made some positive noises about wanting to engage with business, and we've certainly seen that. The new group that was inaugurated back in June, July last year, the Cassowary Coast Economic Development Incorporated, of which I'm president, we've had some very good engagement with councils since we started meeting about 6-7 months ago. They've been active members, active observers at that meeting, and we've certainly had good communication directly with Mayor Kramastos and also with Councillor Ben Heath, who chairs up the Economic Development Committee in Council. They've also initiated and are currently in the process of looking at a rating review for the region. As you may know, rates in the Cassowary Coast have long been a bugbear for residents here. They're very high. There are a number of reasons for that, particularly where we live. They're currently in the process of reviewing the rating structure to try and make it a bit more equitable and a bit more affordable.
Now, this won't surprise you, this question, because I've asked you in the past, any rumblings at all about Dunk Island perhaps one day reopening again as a resort? Is it a possibility or not?
Yeah, I'm still not hearing anything. I mean, one of the things we have been doing with the Cassowary Coast Economic Development Council, Economic Development Group, we had a meeting with the owner of Dunk Island a few months ago when he was looking at a proposal to expand and develop a bit more on the spit at Dunk. So there's currently a bar there. And some national parks camping. He's looking at expanding that facility with a kind of idea to a sort of glamping, the glamorous camping type idea, and an extension of the facilities at the Spit Bar. But as far as actually opening the resort, I haven't seen or heard anything concrete in terms of when that might be happening.
What a shame. What a shame, Pete. Good to talk to you as always. Thank you.
Good. Thanks, John. Good to speak to you.
The economist, in fact, Conus Business Consultancy Services.